Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and we are doing a 5-Minute Friday all about CBD and skincare with my lovely friends, Lex and Kim from the Navin Twins.
Hey, guys. Excited to be on the podcast.
Yes. So I am very interested in skincare of all kinds, and there's like a revolution in skincare where a lot of products are coming out with CBD additives. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited you guys have developed your own. What's the name of your brand?
Yeah, our brand is called Koa Life. You can check it out at thatkoalife.com.
And show them the cute boxes.
cute is this?
We designed it all over packaging. Yeah.
Love it.
It's all natural. So we spend a long time formulating these amazing formulas that are completely natural, clean, all clean ingredients. We've got full spectrum CBD in there. We've got different...
Wait, so tell us what that means, because I find it a little confusing, and even though I'm a physician. So you have your THC that's found in marijuana, the active metabolite, and then you have your products that are not active, like CBDs, which are cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm. So exactly. And Mother Earth, the intention was to use a plant as a whole, and so Full Spectrum utilizes THC as well as CBD the way it was intended to, so it just has a little bit more of a healing effect for the body, and it's a little more potent.
So it has THC in it.
It does.
So it's a very enjoyable skin experience.
It's non-psychoactive. It has a very small amount of THC, so it's sold everywhere, but it just really helps activate the CBD in the product, and it's just a more powerful form, and it's very anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It's like super, super hydrating, so it's great for any kind of anti-aging properties. It's got a ton of benefits.
Yeah.
So we love it.
But don't worry, guys, it's below 0.3%, which you're not going to feel anything except for really smooth, amazing skin. So
are those kind of the legal limits with CBD
exactly.
and marijuana products that you have to be below how much?
0.3% THC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And do you feel like CBD gives more skin sensitivities at all, or are people with sensitive skin that are prone to allergies, should they avoid it?
No, I think the opposite. They definitely should use it. It's very anti-inflammatory. So if you've got things like psoriasis, which I suffer from psoriasis, or you have a breakout, it helps with the symptoms of acne. So any kind of puffiness or inflammation, it definitely helps if you've got sensitive skin.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What are your guys' beauty tips for your skin? Because you guys have lots of, I mean, if they didn't have her mask on, you'd see, but they're twins, so she looks like this. Mm-hmm. And they've been COVID tested, so I have also been COVID tested. but one of them is for sure preventative Botox, which today we're going to do a little lip flip, as well as some masseters, as well as doing your forehead, but... maybe you can tell us what you do for skin or...
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a combination of a lot of things, and it starts with your health as well. It's not just what you put on the outside, but using natural products I love and really works with my skin. Any kind of CBD for anti-inflammatory or acne or redness, especially when it's cold outside and your skin's more sensitive and it can get irritated. Also, things like sleep are so important, making sure you're hydrated, drinking a ton of water, and then, of course, doing little baby touch-ups of Botox and stuff like that.
Yes.
And little touch-ups with filler just to keep yourself looking youthful, but not really changing what you look like, but just keeping yourself looking really fresh and rested.
And you use my skincare too.
I do. I love your neck firming cream, and your hyaluronic acid's amazing.
Amazing. And peels too. We've been doing some peels in between. Mm-hmm. So I think peels are a really important step, because there's only so much that product can penetrate. Mm-hmm. And when you have a layer of damaged, dull, older skin, taking that off with exfoliation, with daily exfoliating scrubs, is really great, as well as like every quarter doing a deeper peel.
Definitely.
I think that's so important. And then your products penetrate better and
everything
just looks better.
And the fact that you have your at-home peels are pretty awesome, especially during COVID. It's nice to be able to do that yourself at home too.
Yeah, well, tell us about the process of crafting a skincare product. That's kind of a very boss girl thing to do. One day these girls came in and they were like, okay, we met this awesome contact and we decided to make a skincare, and I'm so proud of them, because that is huge. And you're selling it on Ipsy.
Yeah, Ipsy.com. We're doing their March glam bag, so check them out. I'm so excited for that. And then we have our site, thatkoalife.com, and a bunch of other retailers that we're in the works with that we can't talk about yet, but so excited to announce. But yeah, we're serial entrepreneurs. We are obsessed with beauty. We have an influencer marketing company all centered around beauty. And, you know, as you get older, you really want to take care of your body and your health and your skin. It's the first thing that people see is your skin, and wanting to feel confident and amazing with beautiful skin, and just making sure we're putting the right ingredients on our skin and not putting chemicals, putting natural healing ingredients that are going to really heal your skin. So that's how we got into it.
Yeah, we spent about a year formulating these amazing formulas for skincare, using all medicinal plants and natural ingredients, as we mentioned. And that process was really fun. We've built multiple brands before, most in apparel, so it was something new for us and really creative to do. I'm a super biohacker nerd, so I kind of utilizes all my health hacks and put them in the formula. And then Kim is our head designer and does our manufacturing, and so she made all of our packaging beautiful. The actual formula is beautiful. The website beautiful, the graphics.
You
so
did all of
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay, I'm gonna hit you up.
Yeah, I love it. It's
and we did
passion.
It all during and launched during COVID. So the whole process has been like a new on every front, but it's been amazing, and
it's
we work
so
really
fun.
Well together. Mm-hmm. So
what's it like working with your twin all the time? Are you two joined at the hip, and do you ever like get sick of each other, or just
we definitely disappear? We like our space at times. We didn't live together for a long time. We're originally from Canada. I moved to LA first, and my sister was in Canada. And I think this space was really great for us. You just become your own person. And we've always been really different, although we love hanging out and we get along. We're really close. And then when she moved here, we kind of combined forces, started our other company together. We love working together. We kind of do polar end opposites of the company, so it works really well. I think if we were doing the same thing, we'd be butting heads, definitely.
Yeah. And definitely working with family, you have to make sure you have your mindful practice in place. We meditate, we do our work daily, and it keeps us calm, and we also just love being creative together, so it's great.
That's so fun. Yeah. And they're DJs. It's really cute.
We
I love it. Produce. They exercise together,
yeah.
They're DJs.
We have a new song coming out, too. That
we do.
We'll let you guys know when it comes
out,
but we're actually
about
working
it.
On it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, singing too.
Yeah.
That's so great. And are you both dating?
No.
I'll be personal. We're all nosy. We want to know.
Kind of, but
what's
it's new.
What's LA dating life like for these two beautiful bombshells?
At the moment, non-existent for me. Just
due to COVID.
Yeah, it's COVID, and I'm working really hard and staying focused, but always open to it.
Yeah.
Send him a DM.
Oh no.
Available.
We're going to get some really interesting DMs from that.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thanks so much for giving us those tips on CBD. If consumers are interested or wanted to reach out, where should they find you?
ThatKoaLife.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram, ThatKoaLife, KOALIFE.
And I think everybody can check out CBD. It's not for everyone. You have to be sure it's okay with your health provider if you have any health concerns. Definitely we want to look at the milligram dosages on the products that you're using. Remember that the anti-inflammatory effects are great. There's not actually a lot of clinical studies published that show, you know, proof that CBD is going to be beneficial to skin, but there's so many stories of people's personal experience that it's really helping them, especially with inflammatory skin things like psoriasis and eczema. So I think it's one of those things that there's this beautiful natural spectrum of options that you can try.
Yeah, definitely. And I think even though there might not be that many studies, it's really just about trying it yourself and seeing if it works. For me and we did a test with quite a few people that had anti-inflammatory issues. Some of them are on the website. I think you try it yourself and see how it works. But for me, it definitely healed my skin, and it really helps with symptoms of psoriasis. So it just depends on what type of skin you have. But definitely give it a shot and see if you like it.
Yeah, that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find all the skincare to keep you this gorgeous. Thank you, Nevin Twins.
Yeah,
congrats
thank you
on
guys.
The new product.
Bye. Thank you so much.
That's it for now. Stay beautiful.
Bye.